VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Former Congressman and Central Intelligence Agency Director Mike Pompeo was sworn in Wednesday as America's 70th Secretary of State, an event attended by President Donald Trump.
I have absolute confidence that he will do an incredible job as the nation's 70th Secretary of State. As Mike travels the world, he will carry out the greatest mission and highest duty of the State Department to represent the interests of the American people.
Mr. Trump said Pompeo has his complete trust.
You're an exceptional guy, a great friend, and somebody that truly loves our country. We are really, really proud of you.
Pompeo spoke of his approach to American diplomacy.
We will employ tough diplomacy when necessary to put the interests of the American people first. I will work to ensure their safety, to preserve their rights, and defend their values. And I will make sure America is always a respected and principled leader on the world stage.
As for North Korea,
we are committed to the permanent, verifiable, irreversible dismantling of North Korea's weapons of mass destruction program, and to do so without delay.
Pompeo called the diplomatic thaw with North Korea an unprecedented opportunity to change the course of history on the Korean Peninsula. The president of Central African Republic Wednesday proclaimed 3 days of national mourning begin Thursday after Tuesday's attack on the Notre Dame de Fatima Church in the capital, Bangui, that left at least 19 dead and dozens wounded. President Faustin Archange Touadéra toured the church along with the Archbishop of Bangui, located near the Muslim PK5 neighborhood.
Sois vainqueur du mal par le bien.
Cardinal Doudon Zapalanga counseled to overcome evil with good through love, forgiveness, and reconciliation. This is VOA News. The Basque separatist group ETA announced Wednesday it has completely dissolved, ending a half-century